Senior Story, How to Save a Life. Chapter 3, The Great Escape. Oscar, the name Bella chose for their new 12-week-old puppy, was an indoor tornado. Not only did he spin in circles, chasing his tail, he ran up and down stairs, jumped onto beds, dragged toys and rugs through the house, and decided Bella's bedroom was the best choice for a bathroom. That first week was a nightmare for her parents, but in spite of the constant cleanup and failed attempts to de-energize her puppy, Bella loved Oscar more each day. Yes, he was a terror, but he was so innocent and cute. She found herself growing more and more fond of him, especially during those rare moments when he snuggled right next to her at night. During school, Bella's mom kept Oscar behind a gate in the laundry room. Bella thought this to be terribly mean as Oscar whined every time he had to be shut in. "I can't watch him every minute of the day while trying to do my own work," said Mom. "When he's trained, he can roam freely, but not now. Dogs left to themselves cannot be good companions. They need to respect the wishes of their owners, and that's you, my dear." Yes, Bella knew the agreement. 2 months trial period. Then they would make their final decision if the dog could stay. The doorbell rang. It was Saturday morning, and Bella's friend had come to meet Oscar. Nathan brought Dexter, his own dog, hoping he could play. When Bella opened the door, Oscar bolted out. "Oscar! Oscar! Come here!" But it was useless. He had seen the chance to escape and took full advantage. Dexter stood quietly at Nathan's side, looking up at him. Nathan waved his hand, and Dexter knew he was given permission to go play. The two dogs ran freely, chasing one another, play fighting, and barking. After about 10 minutes, Nathan shouted, "Dexter!" and patted the side of his leg. Dexter instantly obeyed, with Oscar following. Bella quickly grabbed her dog before he could take off again. Bella was amazed. "How did you teach him that?" she asked. "With lots of patience," replied Nathan. Bella took Oscar inside and put him behind the gate. He whined. "I'm sorry, Oscar, but you can't go running out the door like that. You could have been hit by a car. For now, it's best for you to stay behind the gate."